Stenen, Preisvoll, the annual Stenen curling bonspiel that boasts it is the biggest small-town bonspiel around, was dealt a terrible blow when the warm temperatures caused the rink's natural ice to become unplayable. The community and area reached out and the Preisvoll curling rink opened its doors to the village of Stenen's bonspiel that was held January 31 to February 3 with 17 rinks entered. The Merv Secundic rink from Sturgis, which also included Blair and Brad Secundic and Rob Wilcott, captured the A event championship. The winner of the B-side was the Jess Olsen rink of Preisvoll along with team members Stephen and Brett Geiselinger and Rodney Serhan. The Terry Dennis rink of Kenora battled hard and captured the C event. Other team members included Cal Stachuk, Linda Stachuk and Lori Dennis. Other rinks entered were skipped by or were sponsored by Patrick Cardinal, Bob Labo, Preisvoll Funeral Home, Rawhides, Sean Krotenko, Rick Pollew, Don Korolik, Kirby Merva, Dale Lissaway, Art Boyd, Dave Bodnarik, Scott Schwergert, Jody Bashforth and Kenny Bazansky. During the bonspiel curlers and spectators enjoyed homemade soups and pies, pierogies and burgers. The banquet was held on February 2 at the Stenen Hall and saw over 300 people in attendance. Longtime curler Merv Secundic, who is 82 years of age and has been curling since he was 8, was honored with a special plaque. Secundic was also a member of the A event champion rink. I have a huge passion for curling, stated Secundic. It is a sport that can be enjoyed by everyone from young to the older generation. Every game and end are different, and the social aspect of camaraderie and competition is what keeps curling fun and motivational. Through the years there has been some changes with the different types of brooms, the no sliding rule and we could not release the rock before the T-line, said Secundic. Curling in Stenen was well organized before 1920 and it started out as an outdoor sport that had many eager curling participating, according to an article in Preisvoll Progress newspaper in 1970. The sport moved indoors when a suitable building was found but when it was demolished numerous years later a new building was built after the Second World War. In 1978, the Stenen Recreation Board decided to build another structure and it was built in two stages. The waiting room was built first followed by the rest of the building the following year. The cost was more than $60,000 for the three-sheet natural ice facility. At the ribbon-cutting ceremony that opened the new structure were Mayor Lorne Bush, Ned Shillington, the Minister of Culture and Youth, and many Recreation Board members and volunteers. That year there were 36 rinks entered in the annual bonspiel.